Doesn't it seem sometimes that the word of God is not true? We just heard this passage from the prophet Ezekiel, which spoke about righteousness versus sinfulness, and how those who do what is right shall not die. But we've known lots of good people who have died. And we've known lots of wicked people who have lived well into their older years, at least from our point, our perspective. It seems so often that what we observe, what we can measure, what we can sense in this world seems to be contradictory to what God says in the scriptures. But I guess we face a decision then, don't we? And the decision, the choice is, whom are we going to believe? What are we going to trust? Are we going to trust only what we can see and touch and feel? Or are we going to trust in God and in what God says? Have you ever seen an optical illusion? You look at something and you're pretty sure that it's one thing, and then you find out it's something different. We've all been in situations where, according to our own sight, our own hearing, our own senses, we had made a judgment about a particular situation. And then it turned out, in the end, that we were completely wrong. The Lord is offering us a great opportunity, especially in situations that seem like they don't match up with what God says. He's offering us a great opportunity to say, Lord, I am going to trust in you. Even though it may go against what people are saying or what seems to be the sensory information, I'm going to place my trust, Lord, in your word. And I'm going to keep my focus set on God. No matter what the situation is around me, and no matter what the circumstances and my senses are telling me. And that's hard to do. But the reality is that what is most true in this world is not the stuff that we can sense and see and hear. What is most true, what is most real, is God and what God says, and the things of that invisible realm that we don't always have full knowledge about. So the Lord urges us this day, have faith, trust, listen to the word of God, and he will give you direction.